Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, putting some faces with some names. That's what soybean farmers were doing in Lexington last week, visiting with UK researchers. Among them was UK Extension Professor Dr. Chad Lee.
And they've been doing that now for about 5 or 6 years. And the growers decided they wanted to come up to campus and talk to a lot of the researchers they may not see on a regular basis. You know, at a university like ours, we do all the field type work, which is what I work on. But we've also got folks in laboratories working with viruses and working with genetics and looking at enzymatic pathways in plants and how all of that can improve, in this case, a soybean plant. And so the growers want to take an opportunity and just meet with all of those researchers, get an idea about what their overall program is, and then specifically what they're doing in soybean.
Andley says it gives researchers a feel for what's important to the state's row crop farmers.
It absolutely does, and we structure it so that it's a conversation. So it's not just a bunch of PhDs rambling on about what they do. In fact, we force the PhDs to talk in 5-minute segments. And we, with the rule that if the farmers are asking questions, then the professor gets more time. But if they're not asking questions, then we move on to the next. And that keeps the business, that keeps the meeting moving. It keeps the conversation going, more importantly.
In a minute, more on the farmer financing of the research done at UK and elsewhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, Wildcat fans, this is Coach Matthew Mitchell. Tis the season to entertain and enjoy the great food and camaraderie of this special time of year. Are you tired of the same old turkey each year? Consider expanding your holiday menu to include an easy-to-prepare, delicious beef roast. Add a twist to an old favorite by adding a savory rub or a new sauce to surprise and delight family and guests. For holiday roasting recipes, check out BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com, brought to you by Kentucky's Beef Farmers.
Soybean producers check off or dedicate a portion of the sale of their commodity, with 0.5% of that going to the State Promotion Board, which directs funding projects. UK's Chad Lee says some is short-term with very applied results. Other work is long-term.
Again, there's several things on the technical level that are a few years out, but there's some things looking at viruses where we're looking at more for plant protection issues that may actually help us with genetic improvement. It's a little further down the road. We've had a lot of discussions about irrigation in the state, and so a lot of the conversations and the research we're now doing are in part because of this meeting. And then on my side, where it's the very applied type things, we're able to look at sort of hot button issues for the growers. It's allowed us to develop better protocols and better research ideas.
The State Soybean Board estimates a return of $5.20 for each $1 of the farmer checkoff invested. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.